Did you ever meet any of the other perfect masters?
Yes. I met Narayan Maharaj. I'm very happy my mother took me to Kergaon along with Sadashiv Patil, who was the one of the oldest Baba disciples in Pune. So his mother-in-law was close. You see, they lived where the toddy shop was. So my mother was associated with them. And sometimes she would take me in a tonga and we would go over to visit them. So obviously it was arranged for Gajabai, her name was Gajabai, my mother and myself, to go to Kergaon. And it was very heartwarming. A beautiful place. There's a lot of atmosphere there. It was. I'm talking about my town. And stone buildings with arches as far as I can remember. Anyway, stone pillars, stone verandas. And so I remember standing in this big hall. There was a big hall. And in the hall was a swing with brass chain holding up the swing. A broad swing, like a divan, you know. That's the thing we have it in the homes. And there was a silk mattress on it with covers and very beautiful decorator. And we were about 30 of us waiting for darshan of Narayan Maharaj, other strangers, and we three. So we were there, and suddenly there was a stir. He's coming. He's arrived. And there we saw Narayan Maharaj walk in. There was such joy, such youth, such light. He was a small figure, but really unusual, very... then I found that about Baba Janam, with Baba, the son himself. But it was so lovely to see that. And he came, joined hands, and he looked around to all of us, to the gathering. And then his hand, he stopped gazing at Mother. And he said, "Mother, you have come?" Oh, it meant a lot to Mother. He recognized me. Sometimes my son doesn't recognize me. But, you know, Narayan Maharaj. So, and then we sat. And then she sat, first he sat on the swing. Then everybody was told to sit. But there's a little girl who came and garlanded him. A girl about my age. And she garlanded him. So he turned to me. You see how he's letting us know, by doing that he's letting us know, I know that you all have come from Meher Baba. You're his mother. And now he turns to me and says, "I too have a little sister, you know." But I found later that it was a cousin. Cousin sisters, in Hindus you also call cousin sisters, who came and garlanded him. And then like Baba, he had the post next to him, some letters were there. And they were obviously in Marathi. And a minute later, he again looks at me and calls me to him. So I come, and he said, "Read this." Now, it's a letter in Marathi. It is not printed. I have not learned Marathi, but it's similar to Gujarati. I know the Gujarati script, and I know, of course, I know the language. But to read a handwritten letter in like an Indian language is totally different from a print. But by Baba's grace, I was able to read it. He was so pleased. He said to me, "You will always come first." And I was so happy. My first thought was, Baba wanted me to come first in class. That's all I could think of. If I did, then he would allow me to stay with him for always. You know? But later I thought, maybe, I hope it's in more than that. Maybe it's in love for Baba. Whatever it is. It was a very lovely visit. I didn't see. Sai Baba dropped his body before I was born. A few months before I was born. Tajuddin Baba I never saw. Tajuddin Baba is very much closely associated with the Erich's family in Nagpur, because that's his seat. All of them in Maharashtra. But one day I'll tell you something funny happened. I had a dream. That's the last thing I'm going to tell. I had a dream, and because now that we're up on the Puppet Masters today.
Did you meet Upasni Maharaj?
Upasni Maharaj, yes. Oh, yes. I was told that when I was 3 years old, I was sitting on his lap and he fed me on my birthday, some rava. Vishnu Master told me, of course I don't remember. I have a picture of myself and my uncle and aunt in Sakori. But I don't remember. But when I was 11, I remembered. I mean, I saw him. I saw Upasana Maharaj when I was 11 years old. He'd come to Pune. He'd come to Sadashiv Patil, the people I was talking about a minute ago, in their home. And mother and I sat in a tonga and went for his darshan. He was by himself in this room, which could be half the hall, up to where Radha and Divina are. And he was seated in the corner, gunny sacks and plain. And I was startled because I didn't know he was so fair complexioned like my father. I didn't know he was fair complexioned. But he was seated in that favorite posture of his, and he looked up like this at me. But that was typical of him, I was told. So I just went and bowed and took darshan by placing my hands near his feet and doing. So again he looked like that. But then I realized at the time that he looked so much like my father. My father, at a certain age, not long before he passed away, when he had to be carried on a chair into the bathroom for baths and things, my father, I mean. So seated on a chair with only covered hair. My father, I mean, I'd seen him like that. And then I said, Upasthi Maharaj's picture very much like that. And I said, hey, Memo, well, when did you take a picture of father? Bobo? This is picture. She says, that's not Bobo, that's Upasthi Maharaj. Such a similarity. But the complexion, you can't tell in pictures, you know. That's the trouble. But he was very complex.
Were you going to tell a story about the dream about your dream?
You said you had a dream about something.
Yeah, what was it?
Not about
Tech,
you said
you
had a dream about
Baba.
No, but what was it?
You
said now that we're on
the rise. Oh, yes. I, of all people. I mean, for me, all the perfect masters are in Baba. Baba is, as I said, number 10. He includes all the numbers. All the numbers don't include 10. But Baba is all in all. We have found him who's all the storehouse and the sun, and we don't have to go. But still, as a respect for his the same. But I mean, I couldn't care less where the perfect masters are now, you know. Meaning no disrespect, but you know, I never even thought of it. But in my dream, Baba comes and says, he's standing before me, very clear dream. He said, hey, you know where the five perfect masters are? No, I don't know where the five perfect masters are. So then he comes in front of me and says, wait, I'll show you. Okay, I'll show you where they are. I said, okay, fine. So now he comes and stands beside me. When he was talking with me, he was in front of me. Now he comes and stands. So I don't see him, but I see his arm extended. I see his hand, you know. Oh, he says to me, I said, no, I don't know where they are. And Baba said, they are in deep monastery. I suppose it means that they're inactive. They're not in activity, but they're in deep monastery. I've never known that idea to put for monastery. Deep. So, come, I'll show you. So then he comes by my side, and I see this hand. Every time he moves his hand and shows us. You know, and he says, look, there's one. And I see very, very high mountains, you know, with a lot of snow and things in it. And I know at once that one of them is the Himalayas. This is in India. He said, see, I don't see the person. I mean, I see the place where they are, but they're in deep monastery. I said, yeah. I said, that's it. Okay, now see. So then it wipes out. It's like, oh, see. And then again I see Baba's hand going like that with the finger and pointing at her. And then, which is the next one? Now, then I see something, I may get the consecutive thing different. The pyramids. Was that the pyramids? And he says, see? So, what is that? Africa.
Egypt.
Egypt. I hope that's not on. But anyway, my children is all of them. So, is it... I seem to understand. So Baba is very satisfied. Then the third time in Kachran, I see a little mountain with snow only at the top, and I know it's Japan. And I said, oh, and then he says, the fourth one is a sheer mountain, no snow, but, you know, rock, like stone, absolutely sheer. And way up there, I could see something there, something, a house, construction, something. And I know it's Greece. And Mama said, there. And the fifth one, I don't remember. I got to remember. No, I didn't. And then I said to Baba, why me? You should have given this dream to Hoshan Bharush. Always be very keen to know about it. Or to Oliver or somebody. Why me?
It's a recent dream now.
And then he came 2 days later, so very fresh. I was able to tell.